Red, white, and blue were everywhere in a Southern California naval port where the U.S., Australia, and Britain laid out the specifics of the so-called AUKUS partnership, designed to strengthen their presence in Indo-Pacific waters and counter any threat from China.
The United States can ask for no better partners in the Indo-Pacific, where so much of our shared future will be written.
Australia will soon buy 3 nuclear-powered submarines armed with conventional weapons. China criticized the deal, calling it a U.S.-led bid to constrain the rising Asian superpower. When other nations have asked the U.S. for its nuclear technology, the answer has always been no, except once in 1958 to Britain. And just as it was then, Congress will need to approve any technology handover to Australia. The U.S. president stressed the submarines are nuclear-powered, not nuclear-armed.
Nuclear propulsion is tested and safe. The United States and the U.K. have used it for nearly 70 years with a spotless record.
And over the next decade, the three nations will work together to develop a new cutting-edge submarine called AUKUS. Britain will contribute its design capabilities and increase its defense budget by more than $6 billion. America will provide its nuclear technology. Australia will supply its workforce.
Represents the biggest single investment in Australia's defense capability in all of our history.